Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right. This is Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, do you hear that sound of tap, 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 tap? That's Anthony Richardson tapping out, going to the sidelines. And he's a quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. I can hear Pat McAfee screaming from the hills. Said, oh, they hired a jabroni. They drafted a jabroni, third pick. And he goes to the coach and says, oh, I can't play anymore today. I'm tired.
Well, I'll tell you what. He is not the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Eddie. Joe Flacco is the Colts quarterback because Anthony Richardson is not going to be tired anymore. He's going to be holding a clipboard on that sideline if they don't decide to get rid of him, which I'm sure they won't. I'm sure they'll hold on to him for a bit.
Oh, I would fire him so quick it'd make his damn head swim.
Well, unfortunately, when you draft a kid that high and he has that much potential, you're going to put some effort into him. So maybe it's just the fact that he's a young
potential
man.
Potential does not work in the NFL, Jeff.
Sometimes
it is, what have you done for me lately?
Well, he's lost his starting job for the Indianapolis Colts, and now we have to see if he's got the humility to sit on the sideline and learn from a very, very accomplished veteran in Joe Flacco. And maybe
Super Bowl winner.
Maybe Joe Flacco can say, hey, kid, this is how you go out there. You play the whole game, and when you're tired, you don't complain. You find that extra gear, and you go into it, and that's how you win championships. I can tell you because
I've
done it. Jeff,
I'm a two-sport professional athlete, former, and I have never, to this day, ever went to one of my coaches or when I performed or played and said, oh, I'm too tired. I would never admit that I was tired. That means you're a loser. That son of a gun is a damn loser, and he let his whole team down. How can you follow him in the battle? You can't, because he may quit again because he's tired.
It is not a good sign for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get, I mean, you get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. And guess what?
What?
Coach Cincinnati is 8-0 in Indiana. He changed the temperature in Indiana.
If you want to change your temperature, though, go to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. It'll keep you warm. It'll keep you cool. Whatever temperature you're in, it will change your temperature.
Well, I guess Cincinnati is wearing some old dark 30 because he's undefeated.
He better be wearing some because Indiana is off to an 8-0 start. We've discussed this on this show many times during the college football season. These teams are winning games, but unfortunately in college football, it matters who you play, and Indiana has played nobody on their schedule.
Who did they just beat?
They just beat... All right, now you threw me for a loop because I had them pulled up on another site.
Because then you're going to say, uh-oh, they are pretty good. They just beat Washington.
Yeah, but Eddie, this is the thing, is that I don't have any real belief in any of those Pac-12, former Pac-12 teams.
You mean woke colleges is what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Indiana handed that woke college an ass whipping.
Yeah, I'm excited about what's happening in Indiana, but the fact of the matter is
that's a basketball school.
Yeah, yeah. That sometimes you find the right guys, you put them on a team, and it works. And it looks like Indiana has something going.
They have not been to a bowl game since Lee Corso was a coach.
Well, I'll give you this: Indiana is definitely going to make a bowl game this year. I'd be surprised if they don't drop one between now and the end of the season, but I don't see them making the playoff. I can't imagine them throwing a team like Indiana with the schedule that they have in the playoff. You're going to see where I'm thinking that Alabama with two losses, they're ranked number 14 now. I'm thinking we might see a two-loss team above some of these teams. Like,
hey, Indiana would beat Alabama all day long. Indiana has not trailed one time in eight games. That ain't easy to do, brother.
I would love to see a matchup between Indiana and Alabama in the playoff if we get it. That'll be a lot of fun. But I think that and Alabama would wipe the field with Indiana.
Like they did with Vanderbilt, right?
Well, Vanderbilt is an SEC team, Eddie. The SEC
Indiana could be. That's how good they are.
Well, they're not.
I'm just telling you.
They're not, and I don't have that kind of belief in them. I could be wrong. It has happened once before in my life.
Cincinnati is a protege of a guy who was the greatest coach of all time in college football.
Nick
and that's
Saban.
Nick Saban.
He has so many of them, though. Who's coaching in a top 25 school right now that didn't at one time work for Nick Saban? The guy went through assistant coaches like I go through underwear.
Yeah, but you had to earn the right to be one.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, I don't think Indiana is the caliber of an Alabama, Texas, a Georgia.
But see, Alabama does not have Saban anymore. They got one of them woke son of a guns coaching them that came from Washington. Believe it or not.
And that little woke stuff
doesn't work in the Southeastern Conference. You got to hammer a guy. If you're not playing and you're not giving 110%, your ass ain't going to be there.
And he learned that lesson. His team
took a day off.
Yep, his team took a day off against a team they thought they were going to beat. He learned the lesson, and now I think he's got it under control, and I think Alabama is going to continue to be a force in the SEC. They're going to be able to recruit, but we have now our top five.
I tell you, the force in college football right now is Oregon. The Ducks have showed up, brother, and Dan Lanning is – that's the guy that Alabama should have hired.
Well, yeah, he's got a quarterback who he's basically a professional at this point. He's been playing college football since I was in college. Dylan Gabriel, who is he played for UCF, he played for Nebraska, he's now playing for Oregon. So it is fun to watch. Oregon is, we'll see what happens with them. It's still early.
You know what Saban says about Dylan?
What?
He says, you know, he kind of reminds me of another left-handed quarterback that I used to coach. He's left-handed and he's Hawaiian.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so what, I mean, if he can even play half as great as Tua, down the stretch, Oregon's going to be tough.
Oregon is going to be tough. They are going to have to play in this new designed playoff system, though. So they're not going to only have to beat one really good team to win the national championship. They're going to have to beat multiple. And
I'd love to see Oregon and Georgia.
Yeah, we may get a chance to see that with the way that the rankings have been going this year. There's no telling who is going to be in that playoff. I mean, we went from Notre Dame was on the bubble. They were the first team out last week. They were the number 13 team, and so they were the first man out of the playoff. Now they're number 8 after a big win last weekend, and it's shuffling so much that there's no telling. Oregon could potentially play Georgia in the first round of the playoff.
Why waste that game?
I don't
it's like, it's, man,
it all depends on the conference champions get the bye, and then it goes by ranking. So wherever Georgia ends up, they could face an Oregon. So it's gonna be,
you know who looks good is BYU.
Brigham
you
Young,
know they got yep. the Jew. You know what's really funny is Reslov, he's a Jewish guy, and he's quarterbacking, you know, the Mormon nation. You know, it's like, you know, they got t-shirts they're printing up at BYU. It says BYJew.
Yeah.
You know, and so I need to order me one of those, man. Well, or just call out there. They'll probably send us a couple of them.
Well,
I would love to have that.
It could be said that a Jew quarterbacked the original Christian team. And,
I'm sure. And coached it too.
So BYU, they are looking very good.
You know?
They're another team that you gotta wait till they start to play the real big teams. That's the cool thing, is that with this expanded playoff, we're going to get to see these teams that we've always had to wonder about. And really, even in the small playoffs, you know how it goes. A BYU could show up and win one game, and then they're in the national championship.
Kind of like a wild card. Whoever's hot, is going to go.
Yeah, but also you might be able to bring it 1 week and upset a team, but then you got to suit up and you got to do it again, and that's going to be the difference this year with this expanded playoff. I'm excited to watch it. It's going to be really fun to watch these playoffs this year. Right now, as of today, Indiana and Alabama are the first out if the playoffs were to start today. That will change. I look at these teams that are right now in the top 12, and I see.
Well, you got look at Ohio State. They're ranked high. Yep. So is Penn State. They're ranked high. Penn State 7-0.
Yeah, Penn State belongs there.
Yeah, and so that's who's that. Them Buckeyes are gonna get their ass handed to them when they go to Happy Valley. It ain't gonna be so happy for them Buckeyes this weekend. When they do the all white out and you know, ESPN's game day is going there. It's going to be a real ruckus kind of outfit there. I mean, that's cool.
This
McAfee's going to be, you know, showing his ass a little bit, you know.
This presents a problem for the NCAA in the fact that Ohio State probably will have two losses. Alabama will have two losses. There are going to be Pitt is undefeated, Army's undefeated. If they're throwing, Iowa State is undefeated. If Ohio State,
Clemson
and Alabama, Clemson 6-1. So, but they're if they have two lost teams in this playoff, and there's an argument even for LSU as a two loss team. If you're going to throw a two loss Alabama in, LSU's going to say,
well, what
hey,
about
wait
a Texas
minute.
A&M?
Two-loss team that could say, hey, wait a minute, why are we not in? Ole Miss, a team that's got two losses. I feel like they're going to have to really say, hey, either we're going to start favoring these teams with two losses differently than other two-loss teams, or we're going to have to go with the guys that made it through an entire college football season undefeated, and those are going to have to be the guys that we put in this playoff.
Well, you know, like, forever they go by strength of schedule.
Yes.
So when you look at the SEC schedule, hey, there's not a game every weekend that you better not be sleeping, because yeah, you're going to get beat.
I agree with you, but and I do think that if they made the decision to say, hey, listen, sorry, we've got these two-loss SEC teams and a two-loss Ohio State in the Big Ten who plays a rough schedule, we're putting them in. I don't have a problem with that, but they've got to figure out whether or not they're going to do that, whether or not they're right. going to put these two-loss teams in, because the whole argument has always been, hey, we're undefeated. That team has a loss. We should be in. They shouldn't be in.
Yeah, but you didn't play anybody.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how it goes, because we've had that argument. They've expanded the playoff. It was supposed to fix that. We'll see if it does. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The Bills are legitimate Super Bowl contenders.
They are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And you know what, Eddie? I am a legitimate contender walking around in my O-Dark 30 boots this week. I'm walking around in the Bronx in my O-Dark 30 boots, and I'm getting, people are noticing. They're like, ah, look at that guy. Whoa, check out that footwear he's got on. You know, they're big on the footwear up here in New York City. And
yeah,
I'm
just
rocking,
don't wear
my
shorts.
No, I'm rocking my, it's too cold, Eddie. It's too cold. I'm wearing my O-Dark 30 boots. They're incredible. If you want to get some, go to odark30.com. Check out our boy Lenny over there. And I'm telling you, we've been telling you this for, it's been about a year now. If you want to look like a real man, if your wife's been looking at you a little funny and thinking, you know, he's not
San
the man
Francisco,
he used
maybe
to be. Not that bad, Eddie. Just, you know, you got the little dad bod going. You know, it's been a while since you were the guy that
manned
you
up
used to be. But I'm telling you what, man, you throw on some O-Dark 30 gear, you're going to walk in the kitchen in the morning and your wife's going to, you're going to see a sparkle in her eye. She's going to look at you differently because you're going to look like a real man. O-Dark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Go check it out. The Bills are legitimate Super Bowl contenders.
I just told you that.
You did.
I did. And I was serious. They are. When they got Amari Cooper to go with the rest of the crew, let me tell you something. It changed the landscape a lot. And because they just needed a couple little pieces here and there. And the Bills are really good. I mean, their quarterback is outstanding, believe me.
Yeah, Josh Allen, that's been the problem in Buffalo up to this point in his tenure, is that he's really, really good. But it just seems like every year, the offense, he seems to have to pick up the offense and throw it on his back and carry it through the playoffs. And up to this point, granted, he has to face Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs every single year to get past that. But I remember Peyton Manning always having to get past Tom Brady and the New England Patriots if he wanted to win a Super Bowl. He finally got through them. He finally got his Super Bowl championship. I feel like that's the way Josh Allen's career is going to be looked back upon, is it was that one season that he was able to get past Patrick Mahomes and get to the Super Bowl. And because they got over the hump that they had been trying to get over for so long, the Super Bowl seems easy for them. They go in there, they beat whoever they're playing. He gets his one championship. Bills Nation finally off the hook.
Hey, I said contender.
I'm not saying this year. I'm just saying
I said contender.
I'm writing the story of Josh Allen's career.
I'm
writing the story of Josh Allen's career here, and I truly believe that's the way it's going to go. Is that one season something's going to happen?
So you say he's a season away?
I don't know.
The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you that.
Hey, listen, that's what everybody said about the Patriots every single year. And
you know, I'm sure. It used to be if Missouri needed an enema, they'd stick it in Kansas City.
Yep.
That's how bad the Chiefs were.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a great owner, Clark Hunt, who's Lamar Hunt's son, who, you know,
Who owned them when it needed an enema?
Absolutely.
Yep.
So it was sad.
Yeah.
Because he's a great owner, too.
Well, but, they caught fire.
He made the right, you know, pick when he got Mahomes, and he played behind Alex Smith. Yeah. And, you know, and the next thing is Super Bowl City. That's where Kansas City is now.
Yeah, so they caught the lottery when they got Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, without a doubt.
Travis Kelce would be, I mean, just like Rob Gronkowski, he'd be Dallas Goedert. He'd be one of these guys who is a great tight end, but, you know, he has a couple seasons and he goes away. But when you have a quarterback that loves you as a target, it puts you into a whole nother stratosphere. And so
yeah.
Travis Kelce has become a worldwide phenomenon because of the fact that he plays with Patrick Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. When history's written, we may say he's the best quarterback of all time. Time will tell on that one. Tom Brady still takes that mantle because he did it for so long, so many times. But Patrick Mahomes is breathing down his neck. Let's talk about the Jets.
Well, if he does three in a row, Jeff, you got to say, wow, this guy's special. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a great athlete.
Yes.
I mean, he's winning games now, and he's not throwing a lot of TDs. They're doing it other ways.
Yeah.
From running, you know, he's just, you know, last couple games, he hadn't had a lot of TDs. So, you know, he knows how to win.
He does know how to win. Also, by the way, I watched their game against the San Francisco 49ers. He knows how to take advantage of the rules, too, because he ran to the sideline and he looked like he was going out of bounds because you're not allowed to hit the quarterback when he's going out of bounds anymore. So the defensive guy kind of lays up and stops running, and Patrick Mahomes sees that and stays in bounds and gets another 12 yards. I'm all for now that that's happened, them looking at that rule and changing it to where you can just hammer the quarterback again or anybody.
Well, that's, you know, you're not playing flag football like you do in the Pro Bowl, so you just better nail them.
Well, they can't. They're not allowed. They get a penalty thrown on them. They would have gotten the 10 yards anyway. You should be able to hammer that guy. And
you
after
should.
Watching Patrick Mahomes look at that defender, stop running because he's not allowed to hit him and get another 10 yards, I feel like they need to look at that rule and change it. Patrick Mahomes should have been pancaked on the sideline, but instead he gets another 10 yards. Let's talk about the Jets,
Eddie.
What
do you think about the Ravens?
I don't know, but I'm trying to talk about the Jets here.
Oh, you want to talk about the Jets? Why do you waste time talking about them damn Jets?
Because they fired Robert Saleh, and
well,
it's
Green
looking
Bay
like
hired him, didn't he?
It looks like it wasn't him all the time. It could be Aaron Rodgers and this terrible offense in New York. It might just be, Eddie, that the Jets are the Jets. We all knew it. We all thought that they brought in the Messiah that was going to change everything for all of the Jets fans. But it turns out at the end of the day, the Jets are going to jet, and they are continuing.
Well, you know,
to
the Jets
jet.
In the toilet all the time.
Yes.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, when you look at, they have given him everything that he needs to win.
Yeah.
But he's 40 years old, going on 40. He will be 41 now. But that's a little old to be playing pro football.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is necessarily the issue. I think that the team all around
him. Well,
he's
not the leader. He's supposed to be leading that ship and guiding that ship. He's got to be the captain of the ship, and he's not a captain of the ship.
Well, he has been in the past, though. Here's the thing. You can lead a horse to water.
The past,
you can't make him
the
drink.
Packers. Yeah. With the Jets, he can't do crap.
Well, sometimes it's not the leader. Sometimes it's the lead. I think in this case, it may be the lead, but it doesn't matter. The Jets, they're...
Well, they went and got who for him? One of the greatest receivers of all time.
Yeah, I know, but Eddie, it's... Adams. It's kind of the same way I feel about the Bills bringing in Amari Cooper. Are these guys going to be able to put up the numbers that they were putting up before? Because let's not kid ourselves. Amari Cooper was doing nothing in Cleveland. Davante Adams has been nothing but a problem for the Raiders. So are we supposed to believe that all of a sudden they're going to be their 26-year-old selves again? Or do we look at the fact that these are wide receivers in their 30s and they're not the answer? So I don't know. The Jets could turn around. I doubt it. The Bills are going to be good regardless. So moving on. You wanted to talk about the Ravens. I'm going to allow it.
Hey, I can tell you one thing. The Ravens just keep getting better and better.
Yep.
You know, who they just acquire? DeAndre?
Oh, they got Deontay Johnson from the Panthers, former Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, he was an All-Pro.
Yep.
So before I was rudely interrupted, I was trying to tell you about DeAndre going to the Ravens. And now they're saying, oh, well, they got two great wide receivers with Flowers and the other dude. Bottom line is, they not. He's only throwing to Flowers.
Yes.
Okay. He needs a bigger body. They got a wide glide in there. It's an All-Pro. He can get open.
Yes.
Who just beat him?
The Browns. But Jesus. Here's the thing.
What does that tell you?
This is what happens, though, Eddie. The Browns were so, so happy to finally have gotten rid of the guy that was playing quarterback there that they said, we're going to show up and we're going to play our hearts out and win a game because we don't have to worry about massage parlor Joe anymore. We're moving on. So I feel like the Ravens just ran against a team that was going to win the one game of the season.
They brought in the King Crab Thief.
I know, but still, it's it's a disaster.
Besides, Charles the King Crab. Okay, all right.
The Browns. Well,
so
just like
so
I said,
after he won that game, did he go out and steal some crab?
I don't think he did. Oh wait, maybe he did because I was going to say he has the money now, but I feel like he had the money then. So
yeah, you know, he wasn't their home free ride. Believe me.
Just like the Jets are going to Jets, the Browns are going to Brown. The Falcons, Cousins has the Bucks card, and I don't understand what this says.
It doesn't matter what it says.
All right,
The Falcons handed the Bucks an ass whipping.
Yes,
and
they did.
You know, you would have thought that the old Oklahoma guy who won the Heisman would have showed up. Baker Mayfield, and you know, I like Baker Mayfield a lot.
Yep,
Baker Mayfield, I love, but. He just didn't show up. They wore those cream sickle uniforms. So they got cream sickled, all right.
All right, Eddie, listen, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite.
fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get, you get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jaden Daniels' Hail Mary electrifies Washington, D.C. fans.
Listen, if you want to be electrified, Eddie, check out odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
5-star.
Yeah, the Hail Mary pass that Jaden Daniels threw to beat the...
Chicago Bears.
To beat the Chicago Bears was incredible. But if you watch the replay and you pay attention to what's going on there, something happened that made that play even better. It's being called the Fail Barry now, because it wasn't so much that the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels, I'm not taking anything away from the pass. Jaden Daniels escaped the defenseman. He let his receivers get into the end zone. He threw a bomb that made it to the 1 yard line where it could be popped up and caught. So I'm not taking a thing away from the Washington Commanders. But Eddie, what was going on in that end zone before that happened?
Well, you know who? Number 29. What was his name?
Tyreek Stevenson.
He's from where? Your university.
Oh, he's from the U?
Miami. Yeah, yep. The U. You know, they don't do a lot of books down at the U. So, you know, he was arguing with the fans. Can you believe he's sitting there? And here is Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, who exceeded all the hype. And Daniels throws his Hail Mary down there, and it's number 29 instead of being a defensive back like he's supposed to be. He's over there arguing with the fans in the stands, and he turns around and runs in and hits the ball. Instead of swatting the ball down, what did he do? He hit it right to number 85.
Noah Fant.
And the game over, brother.
Yes, incredible play. It will be talked about for years and years and years. But the conversation immediately went from, oh my God, Jaden Daniels just threw an incredible Hail Mary, to, oh my God, Tyreek Stevenson has turned this into the Failed Barry. And I get a kick out of that nickname, the Failed Barry. So they're going to go down in, they're both going down in history. One as a positive, one as a negative. But when you're in the end zone talking smack to the fans when the game is on the line, even if you think you have it won, that's a bad call. And then to
be the guy, that's just an idiot. The funny thing, too, is
if you watch it, there are Bears fans in the seats right there where he's talking smack, and they're yelling at him to turn around because the play has started. One of the funniest things, but Tyreek Stevenson made a fool of himself. He's going to have to step it up to remove the nickname, the Failed Barry, if he wants to. Let's jump into the world.
Mr. Failed Barry. That's his name now, Mr. Failed Barry.
Yeah, let's jump into the World Series, Eddie. It's been an incredible one so far, even though at this point, as we speak, it's 3-1 Dodgers. It's every game has been close and incredible.
Well, you got Mr. World Series, Freddie Freeman.
He's crazy.
He's hit four. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, you can't stop that dude. And he's got a sprained ankle. Could you imagine what he could do if he's healthy?
Well, I mean, he probably couldn't do any better. The fact of the matter is,
well, you know, when you hit home runs, you don't have to run.
No,
you just trot.
Maybe that's why he's doing it. He's like, I'm not even going to swing for the fences.
Well, he did that when he was with the Braves.
Yeah, this guy's got a resume. It's not like he showed up. It's like most of the players on the Dodgers. it's not like they showed up in LA and became stars. Everybody on that team was already a star when they showed up in LA, except for Kike Hernandez. And I think that's it. I think everybody else was a star on another team. Oh, and Will Smith, the catcher. Everybody else was a star, like the best player on some other team before they showed up in LA. And this is a series that kind of spits in the face of that old adage of you've got to be a team. You can't put a bunch of stars together and win a World Series, because both of these teams have done that. It's a lot of star hitters, very short on the star pitchers, but...
Oh, enough of this la-la-la bull crap. Let's talk about a real team, the New York Yankees.
All right. Well, they're down 3-1 right now,
Eddie. Let me tell you
something.
The bats are coming alive with the Yankees, and the Dodgers better look out. You're going to see history, folks. You just heard it from Eddie Mansfield. The Yankees are going to come back and win 4 in a row.
That would be incredible.
Be great for baseball.
I'll be happy to be here to witness.
Well, yeah, you're sitting there. You know, for all you fans listening with the Mouthing Off Nation, you know good and well that Jeff Taylor's one of the top audio guys on the planet. And he's got a front row seat to the World Series. And, you know, it's great to work at a series and get to watch it at the same time. Not bad.
Not at all. My gig is pretty good.
Not when tickets are selling in Yankee Stadium for $1,000 a ticket.
Yeah, I have not paid for my seats one time.
And or your food
every
either.
Game. No, I've been fed. I've been seated. It's been a great series. You know,
you ran into John Monahan.
I did. Our buddy John Monahan.
Yeah, Monahan.
I texted him and said, where are you? He said, I'm up in the suites. I said, okay, cool. He said, can you get up here? And I was like, Monahan, come on. You don't think get into the suite?
He thinks we're jabronis. Hey, Monahan, since you're listening, let me tell you something. We can go any damn where we want to go, anytime we want to. Just because you're kissing old Sandler's ass, we don't kiss ass.
So, yeah.
They do the kissing.
Went up and saw my buddy up in the suites area. A lot of stars up there. That's the incredible thing about an L.A. versus New York series is that both cities, the stars are out there everywhere. And it's been a lot of fun.
Who was in that suite?
Adam Sandler, Scottie Scheffler, and Dwight Gooden.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, that was, let me tell you something. Dwight Gooden pitched a no-hitter for the Yankees, believe
it or
not.
Those are just the ones I saw. I mean, I'm sure there were more. I'm not much of a
– sure.
I don't recognize stars as Adam Sandler obviously was one that stuck out to me because – he's a guy I've been watching my whole life. I know exactly what he looks like. I know exactly what he sounds like. A couple of his other buddies that have been in the movies with him were with him, and I recognize them as well. But Scottie Scheffler, I didn't know who that was. I had to hear someone else say his name, so I knew who he was.
He's a guy that got arrested in Louisville, remember?
Yeah.
And a damn cop got his old happy ass fired.
Yeah, he was pulling the Adam Sandler. He had the hoodie on, and he was pulling the hoodie over his head so he could hide from the people. But regardless, I got to watch a guy bother him, talking to him about golf. It was pretty funny, too, because the guy was like, yeah, my brother works at this golf club over here. Like, you ever been there? And Scottie Scheffler goes, man, I don't do a lot of golf trips.
Right. Unless I get millions of dollars for that trip.
Yeah, but he seemed like a nice guy. They all
he's a cool dude. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a champ, man.
Adam Sandler was
surrounded
by people.
He wears a green jacket.
Yeah.
He won Augusta. I mean, so you were in a room full of good dudes, you know?
Yep.
So you had Monahan serving you a little
pedophores
stuff, huh?
Pedophores. No, Monahan didn't serve.
Because I know
anything.
You don't drink.
Nope. We just hung out and talked for a bit, watched some baseball, and I had to get back
great
to
guy,
work.
Great guy, John Monahan.
Yes, sir. Hey, Eddie, listen, we got to talk some WWE real fast. We got the Crown Jewel coming up in Riyadh.
Oh, you got Cody Rhodes against Gutha, the German. You know, all these people are yelling, you know, fascists and stuff. Well, you better yell it at him. He's one of them, you know. So, yeah. You know, when Nia Jax and Liv Morgan, I think that's a wasted match. You know, because Nia Jax can't move a lot. Yeah. And Liv Morgan is, you know, she's really good. She's a world champion. You don't get to be a world champion by being, you know, so-so.
Well, they got to wrestle. And,
oh, yeah, she's the best. I mean, she, to me, the money tree is Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley when it comes to the girls.
When you're taking your show to Riyadh, you got to throw the stars out there. You can't.
Well, yeah, they got Roman Reigns coming in with the Usos.
Yep.
The twins versus the Bloodline.
Are we going to talk about this again, Eddie?
Well, they just need to put the Bloodline to bed.
It's the Bloodline versus the Bloodline.
Yeah, same old crap. You know, you know, it's, you know, you need to just change it up a little bit, fellas.
Yeah. That story's getting
then
long.
Then you got Rhea Ripley against Raquel Rodriguez. You know, that's two big old girls that look like guys. And the blonde girl, the Morgan girl, is going to come in and wreak havoc on somebody. So that'll be she'll get all them Saudi Arabian guys, you know, flipping their little stuff, you know.
It's exciting to see this new ownership of the WWE, and now it's under the same umbrella as the UFC. So yeah. I expect big things out of wrestling and mixed martial arts going forward. Is this the first time they're doing a show in Riyadh?
No, they got a 10-year deal and big money. And yeah. So when you look at it, it's funny they're bringing all the girls, though, you know. Yeah. I mean, those Muslims love, especially you like a Liv Morgan blonde hair. They love that, man.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get to see that much.
No.
You know, except when they leave the Saudi Arabia and, you know, they got a lot of cash over there.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, you wonder, oh, okay. You know, why are you bringing all those girls? And their women are all look in burkas and crap, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you wonder because it's kind of against the rules there for a woman to, not wear that kind of garb. So I'm interested to see if Nia Jax, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, and Raquel Rodriguez are forced to cover their bodies and faces.
No, I can tell you that. No,
they're not.
They won't.
They'll be
no.
Yeah, they'll be wearing their normal stuff.
No, that
stuff.
Crap doesn't fly in the wrestling business. No. You know? No, you keep your little old stuff to yourself.
Here's another question: are they serving beer at the wrestling at the Crown Jewel?
No way. No, they can't.
No,
no, that's now, interesting. You know, I wrestled in Saudi Arabia myself.
Yep.
And I can tell you, yeah, we stayed in this big, huge mansion, man, with gold faucets and everything. All we had to do was just pick up the phone and say, we want beer. And there'd be cases of beer brought to us, cold, instantly.
You couldn't bring it out of the room, though.
No, we did. We in the mansion, we were all over the mansion drinking and partying.
Nice. Hey, here's
but
your brony.
Then they would bring steaks. They'd bring everything, anything you wanted.
Nice.
But, you know, you don't go outside drinking, you know, unless you want to go to jail. Well, number 29, what's his name?
Tyreek Stevenson.
He stood with his back to the field, Jeff.
Yes. There's not much more of a jabroni move than having your back to the biggest play of the season. I mean,
right.
That makes you
he
jabroni.
He had his back to the play, yelling at fans. And then then the fans, like you said earlier in the show, pointed to him saying, look, you idiot, there's a game going on. And he turns around and runs and jumps up, hits the ball right to Noah Brown, the wide receiver from the Washington Commanders. And they win the game. This guy goes from a spectator to a player, and he don't even know what's going on. The Bears lose, and that's going to cost them the division right there.
That's a perfect jabroni of the week, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
All over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Malding. All over the world.
We're back on Malding Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, we had a hell of a show today.
We did, Eddie. You know, we had a lot more on the sheet today to talk about, but, you know, with the NCAA football, we went long. With the NFL, we went long. We had a lot to talk about today, and you know, both of us.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels went long.
We have both of those. We both agree that those kind of shows where we're like, man, we don't have enough time
right.
in this show.
I keep telling Darren Peck we need 2-3 hours, you know?
Well, as soon as he gives it to us, we will be ready because we are rarely ever short of things to say. But we say what we in the allotted time, we get done what we can, and we keep bringing the sports to you. We talked about college football. We talked about Major League Baseball. We talked about the NFL, got into the WWE. I mean, it's such an incredible time in sports right now, Eddie.
Everything is really happening right now. And with the World Series smoking, man, I love baseball. You know that. That's my first love. And with the World Series really heating up, there's nothing fun about a sweep in a World Series. You know, sweep is that's not good for the fans. It's not good for business. 7 games. I don't believe it's going to go 7, but it might.
It would be an incredible. You talk about a World Series where it would happen, though. The Brooklyn Dodgers versus the New York Yankees finally meeting in the World Series. And
it's been a long time. They haven't met since 1981.
The Dodgers go up 3-0 on the Yankees, and all of a sudden, the Yankees bats come back to life. They win 1 game. They force a Game 5. Game 5 goes down to the wire. The Yankees win. We go back to Los Angeles. The Yankees pull off another upset in Game 6, and Game 7 could go either way. Who knows what's going to happen, Eddie? We were talking about it before. Had New York lost last night, I would be in Orlando right now, not in New York still.
Miserable, not making money. Not in the show, brother. You're in the biggest show on earth at the moment.
Here I am, still in New York City, enjoying the view and looking forward to Game 5 tonight. And it's been a fun show, Eddie. I love spending time with you, but it's time to go. Tell them goodbye, my friend.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.